light in the red room, you'll need some candles.
Will I?
Yes. As many as you care to take. Here, have a bundle.
Oh, they should last the night.
You don't light them one after the other. You will want to light as many as you can.
Will I?
Yes. Not feeling nervous yet?
I don't believe in ghosts, Mr. Wallace.
So you say. It's not quite dark yet. Another 10 minutes or so.
Yes.
And you're sure you don't mind being here on your own with a stranger?
No. Not so strange now, I hope. I don't know much about you. It's true. I don't even know if you're married. Although I would take a guess from looking around that you are not.
See a woman's hand here?
No.
Quite right. I'm not married, though...
There is someone?
There was. A sweetheart from childhood, almost. When I first moved to London and tried my hand at writing, we had an understanding. She wrote, too, with rather more success than I did. Nicola Forrest.
I've heard of her, of course, but she disappeared a few years ago.
4.
You knew her?
We were very much together for a time. But when she became so successful, we parted. There were more and more demands on her. She never acknowledged the help I had given her. There was no place for my work that did not sell. Why didn't I give it up and try my hand at something else? Had to make a break. We went our separate ways, and I did try my hand. I went up for a job on the Athenaeum. Literary editor. It would have suited me. I could have kept on with my work, and then I heard she'd been offered it.
But now?
Oh, yes, now I'm published, lionized, but this is 15 years ago. How many years would I have been skulking in her shadow? I left London, and I came to live here. The seclusion suited my mood. It's a beautiful place. The hills, the little tarn up there, its water glinting. Deep, dark, blue. I used to sit up there for hours. And then one day I had a letter.
Dear Hugh, I was talking to Hamlin the other day, and he said things that I couldn't believe, that you had some sort of grievance against me. I've always wanted us to remain friends, and I thought we were. Can I come and see you and set this straight? Love, Nicola.
I telegraphed straight back. Come, I said.
This is wonderful. It's a beautiful house.
It is, isn't it? You've come before.
I should. Hugh, I hate people to think ill of me.
Don't we all?
Hamlin said you wanted them on the Athenaeum. I never knew. And when he told me, for a moment I thought maybe that was why I hadn't heard from you.
No.
We've been friends for so long. I'd hate to think there was anything like that between us. If there was anything I could do...
No, Nicola, it's perfectly all right. He was talking rubbish, just trying to make trouble.
Really?
Really.
I'm so glad. Your time will come, you know.
Yes.
I've had more success than I deserve.
No.
Oh, yes, I have. I've got some talent, but not as much as people say. But you, if only you didn't shut yourself away up here, closed in by all these mountains. They are lovely, though.
Yes. What do you say to a walk?
That would be nice.
Of course, I was pleased. Who wouldn't be? It's a new prize. This is only the second year. But the whole thing's nonsense, really. When I opened the envelope and found the cheque, you could have knocked me down with a feather. Of course, £100 isn't much. Can we stop for a minute? What a beautiful view. It's magnificent, isn't it?
She slipped her arm through mine. It was exquisite torture to feel her plump flesh. She was panting. She'd put on weight with the years, and she was out of condition. We set off again. It was wonderful to feel a temptation rising through my body like boiling water, and yet not to let it take hold of me.
This is steep. Where are we going?
We're nearly there. I'm showing you the tarn.
What's that?
It's a tiny lake, high up, surrounded by the hilltops. Very lovely. Silent. Some of them are immensely deep. Unfathomable, but quiet. Like glass.
You know, I've always been afraid of water. I still haven't swum. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, there it is. We better step out. We haven't got much daylight left.
I love this place. I feel it's mine. You have your things in the busy world, and I have this.
That's good. It is lovely. Very dark for water.
It's one of the deep ones. No one's ever found out how deep.
Charming. I like your town, but I'd like to go home now.
You see the jetty there? Someone built that out into the water for a boat, I suppose. Come and look down. When you stand on that jetty, you can see the hills and the water. Come on. See? Look down into the water. And when you drop a stone in...
Hugh, I'm cold. It's getting dark. We'll never find our way. I'd like to go home.
No.
I put my hands round her neck, and for a moment she looked at me, startled, like a child. And then... a glimmer of something white, sinking, sinking. Then just ripples. Then silence. I was conscious of a warm, luxurious relief. A truly sensuous feeling. At last, I thought, I've done something to be proud of. I set off back down the path. It was going dark. I felt lonely all of a sudden, going back to an empty house. I made myself some supper and sat down to eat. Then I went to bed. Had I been asleep or dozing, lying half awake? I was wide awake now, my heart beating. It was as though someone had called me by name. The window was a little way open. The moon threw a sickly light into the room. The light was dim, a little green. I stared at the window and it seemed to me that something moved. It glistened in the greenish light. Silvery. It had the look, exactly, of slipping water. I could hear it welling up, gurgling with satisfaction as it filled and filled. I sat up in the bed. It was water flowing over the windowsill, slipping down the wall. Where could it come from? I saw a line of silver move as it streamed over the sill. I had to close the window. I swung my feet out of bed. The floor was covered with water. It was rising. It rose without a bubble, without a break. Over the sill, it poured in a steady flow. I must do something. I must stop this. It's icy cold. Sitting on the edge of the bed, something seemed to push me forward into the water. My head was under, my whole body in the icy liquid. It seemed adhesive and in the heart of the ice, hot like melting wax. I struggled to my feet. I was up to my neck. Something caught me by the ankle. Help me. Let me go. Let me go. I hate you. I hate you. Let me. The water covered my mouth. It felt as though someone pushed in my eyeballs. With bare knuckles, the cold hand reached up and caught my naked thigh.
Now you're telling me you are a murderer? Punished by nightmarish spirits?
Either you believe my stories or you don't.
You are still trying to frighten me.
Am I not succeeding?
No.
My stories are better than yours.
You have a more morbid imagination than I, that is all.
They're more frightening.
That does not mean they are better, and I repeat, they don't frighten me.
It's not too late to back out.
Oh, why do you think I should back out? There is nothing to fear.
How can you be so sure of that?
This is what I'm about to demonstrate.
Come on, then. Let's go. I'll get the key. Here we are. The Red Room. I don't think you should be in there on your own.
Oh,
Don't you?
No, I think I'd better come in with you. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Good.
What happens now?
Light the candles, all of them. Put them in as many places as you can. There are candlesticks on the dressing table and sconces on either side of the mirror. A couple on that mantelpiece. And put one in that alcove.
Where?
On the floor.
Oh, I don't want a ghost to trip over it.
Have a good look round. Look at the shutters on the window, check the fireplace and the wardrobe.
Why?
Just so you know that everything is as it should be. The fire's laid. Put a match to that too.
Very well. And then what? You don't want to tell me who or what we're expecting.
Wait and see. Do you want the chair or the bed?
I'll sit on the chair. Oh. One of the candles has gone out.
Yes. Relight it.
There. Another one's gone. Well, there must be a draught from somewhere.
The two by the mirror have gone.
Oh, I've got them.
Now the two on the dressing table.
How are you doing this?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, damn.
Don't bother with the matches. Light one from the other.
Yes. Oh. How are you doing this?
I'm not. You can see I'm not.
Got you. Oh, now the one on the dressing table again. Well, then, why do they keep going out?
You tell me.
Well, help me.
There's nothing you can do.
Oh, no. They're all out. The fire. I'll light them from the fire yet. Oh, no. No, the fire is going out. Like a hand coming over it. How is that possible? What are you doing?
Why do you think it's me?
Well, it must be. What else? The fire is out.
And we are left in the dark.
What now? What happens now?
According to you, that depends merely on what is in your imagination.